not exactly like Paul was. You're killing it back there. All right, so we're set. Yeah, I got to just look you guys over a little bit here before I decide what I give you in Sunday school. I have two of them ready to go. So how many of you are going to be here tonight? Well, then it doesn't matter which one I preach then, does it? Because one of them will get tonight and one of them will get the Sunday school. So, and I need to be done at what time?
About a quarter
till?
Yep.
So I got 30 minutes. But I want to have fun. Amen? How many of you come to church to have fun? You ought to come. Church shouldn't be a boring thing. You should. It should be the easiest day of the week for you to get up on.
Amen.
Yep. And usually it's probably a little bit later than you have to get up other days, too. So, all right. Well, I was at a church in Colorado. Wow, we were just in Colorado like yesterday. No, the day before. And there was a men's group there that they were having me teach. And that's what I'm going to go ahead and give you today. Over in Proverbs chapter 21. I know the women are going to be wandering in here if they so decide here in a little bit. They're probably back there eating all that monkey bread. How many got any monkey bread?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't eat any monkey bread yet. My teeth don't allow me to do it right now. But I'm glad to be back here. Pastor Storm, I'm glad that you allowed us on such a short notice. We didn't even know we were going to be here, until like 3 days ago or something?
2 days
ago. So the Lord knows. We're going to look at that a little bit in the morning service. The Lord has a plan. God has a plan, doesn't He?
Amen.
I don't know it all, and probably it's a good thing we don't know it all. It scares to death.
Amen.
And I remember when I was a young person, it's been a long time ago, to even think that I was going to stand in front of a group of people and say something, even read a verse out of the Bible, is unbelievable. And so I'm very privileged and honored to do what I do. So I've got this little lesson here, and we're not going to be long. I know it's got a lot of scripture in it, but I want you to think with me here a little bit. We're going to start reading Proverbs chapter 21. And in these first, in the first four times, in the first four verses, we find a mention of the heart there. And that's what I'm going to look at just a little bit. I want you to think a little bit this morning on who's got your heart. Now, the people in the young in the back row back there that are cutting up, we're not going to have that today. But I'm not going to point you out either. So, but don't make me, what's that? But don't make me bring you up here, all right?
Yeah.
So, there's a bug?
Yeah.
Well, eat him and let's get going. So, do you have a Bible back there? Did you find Proverbs 21 yet? Oh, well, we need to see if we can. Do we have a Bible in here for them back there? Now you're going to have to move up here and be with somebody that has a Bible. What do you think? Proverbs chapter 1:21. I want you to think about that. Who's got your heart? You know, you have a heart, right? And somebody is, what's this little, what's this pocket? Anyway, somebody has your heart, by the way. And your heart belongs to you. You get to give it or pass it to wherever you want to. Proverbs chapter 21, let's start reading here. It says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Every way of man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. A high look and a proud heart," there it is again, "and the plowing of the wicked is sin. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteous, but of every one that is hasty only to want. The getting of a treasure by a lying tongue is vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death." So let's just look at a little bit of this as we go here this morning. Dear Lord, we love you. Thank you again for the privilege of being here today. I do thank you for Brother Storm and coming here the years ago and just staying and making it work here, listening to you and following him. Lord, he's given his heart to this community. He's given his heart to you, as well as his wife and others that are in this room. And I just pray, Lord, this morning as we look at this, I just pray that who we're giving our heart to right now is pleasing to you. And Lord, if not, there's a problem. I pray that you'd point it out and give us the wisdom to get our heart back where it should be, and that would be in your hands. Lord, we love you. Thank you again for the Bible. Thank you for the privilege of being here today. Even thank you for the rain. Be with everything that goes on today, Lord. Bring folks in, visitors, maybe someone is thinking about coming to church today, you just push them over the edge, bring them here. Pray, Lord, you'd be with those that want to be here and aren't able to, that you just help them to maybe get in the Word of God and study it a little bit by themselves. And I pray that you get their video live stream set up here, and may it bring glory and honor to you also, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again for being here. I want you to think with me here a little bit. We found the word, the heart there, the king's heart there in verse 1. Well, we all think we're the king, don't we? You ever think about that? We're the king, aren't we?
Amen.
We got everything under control. We're the king, right? We got our heart, and we know it's right where it's supposed to be, and we got it all lined up. We're in charge of things, aren't we? The king's heart, and we're the king. Well, we feel that way sometimes, don't we? The king! I can do it. I don't need anything. I'm the king. Isn't that what the king does? He's in charge. He's got everything just right set there in place. The king's heart. Well, where is your heart? What's your heart's desires? The king's heart. We're in charge of it. It says here, and he said the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. That's where we should have our heart too. We're in control of our heart. We have our heart, but we're king. We're in control. We choose where we put our heart, and we should give our heart to the Lord. How many would say this morning, I've given my heart to the Lord, amen? Well, we should have, and that's where it needs to stay. But there's oppositions to that, isn't there? Everybody out there wants your heart. We're king, but yet there's a lot of folks, a lot of things out there that want your heart. Right. They want your heart. And so here we are. We're in charge of things, aren't we? Well, really we are. Your heart is you control your heart. You give you control, and people want that. So over the years of my life, as I think about it, I have given my heart to a lot of different things. I've given my heart to a lot of different people. I've given my heart to situations. I've given my heart to things. I'm kind of a gun guy. You could say amen there.
Amen.
Yeah, I know where I'm at. This is Arizona. I'm kind of a gun guy. There's been times in my life where, man, it was all about reloading. Amen? Every spare moment of time I had, even some time when it wasn't a spare time, I got busy doing that, or cleaning guns, or going shopping for guns, or looking at, I gave my heart to that. Are you with me? I got married a few years ago. Amen? I gave my heart to a person. I gave my heart to the, back in 1967, I remember there was an evangelist preaching, and I was a lost sinner, and I knew it, amen? And I gave my heart to the Lord. I walked down that aisle and went off to a room. There was a man named Bill Pender was there, and Bill Pender showed me some verses and prayed with me, and I accepted the Lord as my personal Savior. I gave my heart to Him that day, amen? And a lot of things have got in the way. There's a lot of things we've given our heart to, and I'm not going to I'll tell you some of them, but some of them were not good. Amen? Some of the things I gave my heart to through the years were not good, but they take control. There's people that I've followed. I've looked up to people, and I just want to pattern my life after that person right there, because sometimes that's good and sometimes it's not. Amen? It can get ourselves in some trouble when we give our heart to where are we supposed to give our heart. We're supposed to give our heart to the Lord. What does it mean to give your heart to somebody or to some things? It means you put your all in. You let them, or whatever that situation is, guide and direct. Who's got your heart is who's got your life. What you do and the decisions you make are by who has your heart. So we look down here and we can all look back, and I've probably told you more than I, but you're sitting there thinking about who's had your heart through the years, aren't they? Then we Valentine's Day and different things like that, and we give our hearts. You see all the hearts that are floating around Valentine's Day, and
yeah
I give my heart to this lady. I give my heart to. We do. We have. It's in our control. Our heart's in our control. Our life is in our control, whether what we do with it.
Amen.
But what's that? Yeah. But what it does, who you give your heart to, ends up to a point controlling your life.
Yeah.
Amen? There's some things that you do that you wouldn't do with normally, but where you put your heart, you'll do that. you go the extra. So the heart, we're looking at the heart. I've, like I said, I've gave and allowed things to have the whole focus of my life when I gave them my heart. And that's what it's all about. Some were good, some were not. Others took control. And some took control and removed what was best from my life. How about, have you ever thought about that? I gave my heart to something that it shouldn't. And what it did is it drew me away from what was good and right and where I should have had my heart. The king's heart. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Where's yours this morning here? Who's controlling you? Who's guiding you? So we look here and the question is, who's got control of your heart? And the second thing to think about is, where is that control taking you?
Amen.
Is it drawing you closer to the Lord where it should be? Or who has your heart, what has your heart drawing you away from the Lord? You know, that's a good test on our lives anyway. Does the Lord have your heart? What are you allowing to come into your life that is going to take control of your life? Is it drawing you closer to the Lord or away from the Lord? The king's heart, man, that's us. We're the king. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. And look at what it says here in verse 1, Proverbs 21. As the rivers of water, it turneth, he turneth it whithersoever he will. And we just think of the river there. You ever watch a river just makes its way? It cuts its way through wherever it wants to go, doesn't it? You know, just rain out there now. It comes down. It's cutting a path wherever it wants to, doesn't it? It's under control. Well, the Lord, how about you? He got you? Is he cutting that path? Is there a way that he wants you to go? We see the king's heart there. We all understand that we're the king, so we think we got our heart, we got it under control, but maybe right now we just better make sure and we better be careful. We need to get our alarm, we need to pay attention. The right place to give the Lord our heart and let him turn it wherever so he will. We don't understand that, amen. But that's just the best thing. We're in charge, we have a heart. Who are we giving it to? We need to give it to the Lord. That's the best thing. Let him turn it whithersoever he will.
Amen.
He will. He's got something for you. And he wants you to, and you're not going to understand it necessarily. Can. But the closer you get, the more you understand, by the way. The more interference you get, the more things that chip away at your heart, the less you're going to understand.
Amen.
You need to just give them the heart. You need to get all in there. And, you know, I appreciate you're here today. You know what? Hopefully you're here today. Say, Lord, check up on my heart.
Amen.
Have I given you my heart? Is there a place where I've drawn back from an area where I gave to you before? Am I distancing myself from? You're in control. You're in control whether you came here today. Did you come here looking for something today? I mean more than the monkey bread. Amen. More than just the breakfast. Are you here? Amen. Friends, fellowship. Find out what the Lord wants. Listen to the preaching. Sing some songs. So anyway, I need to move on here. We found out there again that verse 1, king's heart is hand of the Lord, and the rivers of water he turneth them wherever soever he will. Who has your heart? Every way a man is right in his own eyes. Well, we understand that verse, don't we?
Yeah.
It's we choose. We decide what's right in our own eyes, or are we letting the Lord do it? Have we given our heart to him and following the word of God? Every way of man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the what? The hearts. The Lord knows. Aren't you glad the Lord pondered? Proverbs chapter 4, I'm going to flip back there. I love these verses. I've preached out of them many different times. Proverbs chapter 4, down there at the end of the chapter, verse 25, let thine eyes look right on and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. We need to ponder. We need to ponder our path. We need to make sure that we've given the Lord our heart and the control of it, and we're staying on that path that he has made for us, that he controls. Look there in that same place there. Look over in chapter 5. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all of his goings. And that's a good thing, that the Lord has an eye on our path, and he's watching us, and he sees something coming, and he'll turn that path a little bit, and it's better here. Is the Lord in control? Has he got that path to where it should be? Let's read on here a little bit. The Lord pondereth. I hope you think it's a good thing that the Lord ponders your path. I hope you think it's a good thing that God's got watch care over you. And I hope you don't stand back and say, God, you're being mean. No, you just stand back and look a little bit. You just keep going. The Lord can see a little bit further down the road than you can. Amen. I kind of like that. I don't want to hide from the Lord. I want to be open with the Lord. I want Him to see it all. He can anyway, right?
Amen.
Well, glory. Let me move on here a little bit. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Not everybody gets that. There's a lot of religions out there that think it's all about sacrifice. No, the Lord wants your, He wants your heart. He wants your heart. It's not a sacrifice. We see different religious people doing so many different strange things to us that understand and giving our heart to the Lord. And you know, why do those people do that? Or why don't they do that? It's just strange to see it when we get saved. Boy, the light comes on, doesn't it? When you give your heart to the Lord, the light comes on, doesn't it? We start doing some things and stop doing some things and start protecting our heart the way we should. The Lord pondereth the heart. He knows in His omnis what is in your heart, by the way. And He knows what is best. He knows what we think. But look down there in verse 4. A high look, and we find that word heart mentioned here again. And a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is sin. That proud heart, that inward heart. Maybe the Lord's the one that really knows what's in that heart. Nobody else can even see it. But the Lord knows. And the Lord knows what's in that heart is one day going to come out. That the Lord knows what's in that heart is going to possibly change your direction from what is best and what He has planned for you. That proud heart. Boy, we can easily get a proud heart, can't we? I've got some verses we're going to look here on the proud heart, but I do know the Lord doesn't like the proud heart. There's some things that we can be excited and happy about, and maybe the word proud can be used there, but we need to give it all to the Lord.
Amen.
We should be glad and happy and proud of sin, but it says there are proud. Instead of proud heart, tell me if this is true here. It says a high look and a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked, doesn't it say, is sin? It says it's sin, isn't it? A proud heart is sin. We need to be careful with our heart. Oh, there's back to that king again. Uh-huh. I got this all under control. I can do this. This is my way is the best way. Well, that's maybe not the truth of it all. Because you can be proud in that. And it's sin.
Right.
Proud heart. Proud heart. Let's look at some verses. In fact, God does not enjoy that proud heart at all. Chapter 6, Proverbs chapter 6. Look in verse 16. These six things does the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto Him. What's the first one? A proud look. Proud look. That's, you know, we talked about back here in our text verses here, a proud heart. Just goes to show you there that a proud heart is going to end up, that inward proud heart, amen, is going to show up on the outside. It said there in verse 17 back in Proverbs 6, it says a proud look. That the Lord does not enjoy that. It says, use a strong word here, the Lord hates, amen. The Lord doesn't hate the person. The Lord hates the pride.
Amen.
These six things does the Lord hate. Yes, seven are abomination unto Him. Verse 17. A proud look. A lying tongue. Boy, these are things God just does not like. Amen. Strongly. A proud look. A lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart. Look at the heart again. You notice what's in that? Twice here we find a heart that devises wicked imagination. Think about that. What's the heart doing? A heart is working inside. You may not see it on the outside, but what's in your heart? It's working. It's like planning.
Amen.
It's like putting some things together that it's going to do down the road. Your heart. That's why the Lord is so important that we give Him our heart, and He keeps our heart, and we check up every now and then and make sure that we are giving it, and it's our heart's where it should be. There goes on a heart that devises wicked imagination. The Lord hates it. Feet that be swift, running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies. And he that just soweth discord among his brothers. What's in your heart? You know, have you ever just had this feeling in your heart that you didn't like somebody? Another Christian person? I don't like that person on that side of the church there. That starts in the heart. The Lord really is concerned about our heart. Because our heart motivates us to think and then to take action. Proverbs chapter 6, we read there. Proverbs chapter 16, let's look there a couple of verses on pride. Proverbs 16, verse 1 says there, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Man, we need to get the Lord, we need to give the Lord our heart and let him get in there and guide and direct and then what comes out, the answer of the tongue, what's in the heart. Have we given the Lord our heart? You know, what's in our heart usually shows up in our language, doesn't it? And a lot of times what we're allowing to direct our heart, and sometimes, you ever notice this? If you're around somebody that has a bad mouth, or even a little saying that they say every now and then, have you ever noticed just being around them, it's not long before it creeps in there and it starts coming out of your mouth? We've allowed someone or something to get into our heart, and it's not long before it comes out of our mouth. Have you ever noticed, I was talking to my brother back here, got the Lord in his heart, we get the Lord where he's supposed to be. We give our heart to the Lord, we spend years of ministry, right? You know, I don't know all the situations, but just here this morning, how many years in the ministry? Gave his heart to the Lord. How many years in the ministry, Brother Doctor? Gave his heart to the Lord. You know, his wife gave his heart to the Lord and followed him. Stayed there. My wife and I, long time. Way long time. Way, way, way long time. My brother just talking to us, we're talking about his shirts and his jacket this morning there. What's in his heart? It shows up in your clothing. Did you know that? It shows up in the way you're dressed and the way you're. And so what has he got? He tells me he makes shirts. What does his shirt say? John 3:16. You know, it just doesn't jump out on that shirt. It's in the heart. And when you get the Lord in your heart, the words start coming out of your mouth. And the things you start doing, and it just starts showing up. Amen. You're here today. The Lord in your heart, or did you come for the monkey bread? Anyway, your heart's important. You understand that? That's not... You can hide your heart, like we read there in other places, but the Lord knows what's in your heart. And we're going to get some verses that are talking about protecting our heart. Where were we at? Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1, the preparations in the heart. It's in there, it's working, but it's going to come out in your mouth one day. It's from the Lord, should be from the Lord. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Think about that. Now, I want to serve the Lord. Is that what's in your heart? I want to serve the Lord. I want to serve the Lord. Well, if that's what's in your heart, you'll be looking for a place to serve the Lord. Amen. If something else is in your heart, you're going to be looking to find time to do that. Is the Lord in your heart? Does he have your heart? Are you looking for a place? Commit thy works unto the Lord. Give him your heart, your works, thoughts shall be established. I don't understand it all now. You give someone or something your heart, it'll all come out. It'll all come out. So give it to the Lord. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Every one that is proud in heart, see, we find the heart, proud in heart, is abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Who has your heart? What are you doing with your heart? Who are you giving your heart to? Goes on down here. When man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. I have it marked in my Bible, but I'm thinking just about every one of these verses that I've read here have L-O-R-D, Lord, highlighted in them. You see them there? Uh-huh. I marked them because it's all about the Lord and it's all about the heart. And whether you've given him your heart, better is a little, verse 8, better is a little with righteousness and great revenues without right. a man's heart. What does it say? A man's heart. Your heart. The king's heart. A man's heart deviseth his way. You know what that's talking about? That heart, whoever you've given it to or whatever you've given it to, is just getting ready. It's making it. It's doing it. I can't think of the correct word here, but the right word there is deviseth. Amen?
Amen.
It's putting it all together. And it's going to surface one day. A man's heart devises his way, and the Lord directeth his ways. We should. Divine sentences in the lips of the king and the mouth of transgression. Goes on down there. Again, in verse 11, a just weight and balance are the Lord's, and all the weights of the bag are his work. So, I know I read more than I wanted to there, or planned on reading there. But it's true, the Lord does not want a proud heart. If you have a proud heart, I'm going to tell you, it's left the Lord out. If you have a proud heart, there's not room for the Lord there.
Right.
Whole chapter, the whole Bible tells us that we need to be aware and take charge of our heart. And in doing that, we're giving it to the Lord. Over in Proverbs chapter 23, I'm going to read a couple of verses there. Proverbs chapter 23, in verse, down in verse 19. Proverbs chapter 19, where did I go here? What did I say? Oh, no, 23, I'm sorry. Verse 19. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not along, and some instructions are given there. He says there, you know, this son, he's, hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Yeah, think about that a little bit. A father's desire is to have his son to be wise, isn't he? A Christian dad or a Christian man, his desire would be for the youngers coming up to give their heart to the Lord and let the Lord guide thy way. Here we find fathers' desires to have their sons, their children, give them their heart. You know, give your dad the heart, give your father the heart, if he's doing right, so that they can teach them and give them what they need to make it through life right. Not all dads are there, amen. Not all dads are being good. But I had a great dad. But, you know, we have the Heavenly Father, don't we? And His Father relationship, He wants us to turn out. He wants us to listen, obey. He wants us to give Him our heart so that Father can give us what we need. We need to listen, obey, follow, receive the needed instructions of life. Our Heavenly Father desires that, and it's wonderful if our earthly fathers did too. Mine did. Man, my dad wanted me to turn out. My dad loved the Lord. My dad was a soul winner. My dad, man, we didn't miss a church service. My dad wanted me to hear the truth. My dad gave an example of tithing and giving the missions and gave. Where's your heart? It's all about your heart here this morning. Whose heart are you helping to get closer to the Lord? What kind of example are you giving? Boy, there's a lot. We need to guard. We need to keep Proverbs chapter 4. Back to chapters 4. Yeah, back to Proverbs chapter 4 again. Talk about our heart. What are we doing with our heart? We just don't care? Doesn't matter? Give your heart to anybody? Or are we being careful with it? Are we guarding our heart? Proverbs chapter 21. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 21. It says there, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life to those that find them, health to all their flesh. Look at what it says here in verse 23. Your heart belongs to you. Keep thine heart with all diligence. Boy, that's a word that we've given away over the years, haven't we? Right. Diligent. We need to be diligent, not flip-floppy. Guard. Keep thine heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Just how simple can it be said? Put away from thee a froward mouth, a perverse lips far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. And we need to guard our heart. We need to make sure. You know, we sometimes give our heart away and don't even realize we're doing it by what we allow to be around us and who we listen to. It's kind of, the devil is very deceiving and tricky, and he'll put things around us so we don't even see it coming. But yet, what are we doing? We're taking our heart away from the Lord and giving it somewhere else.
Right.
We need to guard our heart. We need to protect our heart. Who you hang around with, Proverbs chapter 23, there in verse 6 and 7, talk about those that are around us and how they do affect us. You know, I'll tell you some dangerous words for a young person to say. Oh, that's not going to change me, or that doesn't affect me. Those are dangerous. That means you're probably already hooked.
That's right.
It's already changing your heart a little bit. Now, let's look here. We need to think of a couple of verses on the Bible on how who you hang around with does affect your heart. In other words, wrong company can change your heart. Proverbs 23, verses 6 and 7. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire his dainty meats. Look at, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he saith to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Changing. Who you hang around with changes you. Chapter 24, verses 1 and 2. But be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studieth destructions, and their lips speak a talk of mischief. I'm sorry. We need to be careful, because others can affect our heart. Anybody in here that's lived very long at all can look back and say, that person right there affected my heart and affected my life. We can say we've seen some good people, amen, that affected our lives, and we can recognize and see the bad people and the bad situations that we went to that affected our heart and ended up affecting our lives. Wow, I'm already out of time. You know, Psalm chapter 14, verse 1. Does anybody know that verse? You will. Proverbs, or Psalm chapter 14, verse 1. This is what it says. A fool has said in his heart. A fool. I don't want to be a fool. Amen?
Amen.
I don't want to be around fools. It says there, the Word of God says, the fool saith in his heart. In his heart. Ends up showing on the outside, though, doesn't it? We see it. It's the world. Doesn't believe there's God? A fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You know, they live like it, too, don't they?
Right.
Well, they live like there's no God. But we know the Lord, don't we?
Amen.
Do we live like we know the Lord? Do we act like we know the Lord? Are we letting our heart follow the Lord? Turn me where you want me, Lord. Guide me where you want me. I'm going to go. Who has your heart? What has your heart? Shows up on the outside. And the fool says in his heart, and it shows on the outside, there's no God. Boy, they know, don't they?
Yeah.
Trying to take it out of everything, aren't they? Don't want anything to do with it. Boy, you mentioned, somebody talked about somebody today, just mention the Word of God or mention God, and boy, that people are done with you. I don't remember who it was now. Just start living for the Lord. People are going to not want to be around you because that's not where their heart is. But you know what? You find people who love the Lord and do have Him in their heart, and there's somebody there for it. So anyway, the fool said in his heart, there's no God. They're corrupt. That's because they don't believe there's God. You know God, though, right? They are corrupt. They have done abominable works, and there's none that doeth good. We need to trust and believe Him, give Him a heart, and let Him turn it to wherever He knows is best. You can see a lot further down the road. Let not John chapter 14, verse 1, let not your hearts be troubled. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Jesus said, also believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, so we're not so. But I've told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Let not your heart be troubled. I'm just giving you a little bit of advice here. We need to not let the cares of this world slow us down.
Amen.
We need to give the Lord our heart and keep going and let the Lord guide and direct our hearts. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, how about Psalm 119, verse 11? Thy word have I hid in my... What's the next word?
Heart.
Thy word have I hid in my heart. Why? that I might not sin against thee. We need to hide them in our heart. Amen. We need to not let your heart be troubled. Hide thy word in my heart. Get in the word of God. Get to where it's being preaching. Find out God's will. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6. Not with eye service. This is how we should be doing the service of the Lord. Not with eye service as men pleasers. Are we doing it to please men, or are we doing it to please the Lord? Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ. We should be doing the will of God from the heart. Let not your heart be troubled. Hide God's word in your heart. Do the will of God from the heart. Amen. James chapter 4, verse 7. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Boy, we can be double-minded, can't we? No, the Lord needs to have it all. There's a verse over in 1 Peter chapter 5, 3, verse 15. But sanctify the Lord in your... You know what you're doing? You're cleaning it up. Sanctifying. Getting all that out of there. Giving the heart totally to the Lord. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. David said in Psalm chapter 19, verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my Redeemer, my strength and Redeemer, whichever it is. Who has your heart? Yeah. And who wants your heart? Yeah. And so does a whole lot of other things and a whole lot of other people. So you get to make the choice today and tomorrow and the rest of your life. Who has your heart? And who guides your heart? I have more back in that chapter. I'd love to get to you, but I'm not going to have time. I don't have time. Who has your heart? You know what? You know who has your heart. You know where you changed and gave away. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, and I'm done. And the peace of God, boy. You know what that comes from? Giving the Lord your heart. And let Him turn and wither soever He will. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. I don't understand. Way beyond me. He's God. He's the Lord. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It's all about Him. Amen. And what we do, and the best we can do, is just give Him our heart. Amen. You're here this morning, you never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. He doesn't have your heart yet. If you're not finding His will and doing it, He doesn't have your heart yet. You know what He spoke to you about. Dear Lord, we love You. Thank You again for the privilege of being here today. Take this time. Use it however You will. Turn us where You want us, Lord. Guide us and direct us wherever You want us. Most of all, if someone does not have their salvation settled, I pray that You'd convict them and give them the boldness to deal with that here today. We'll give You thanks, the praise, and the glory for it all. Thank You, Lord, for being so good to us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank You.
Amen.